Rosestad het 'n gedragskode geteken wat deur die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika bekragtig is. Onder hierdie kode verbind ons ons tot die weergee van akkurate nuus, billike kommentaar en programme wat nie aanstootlik, onwelvoeglik of skadelik is nie. As jy dink ons nie aan die aanlyn kode voldoen nie, kan jy die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika verwittig. Rig klagtes aan die Uitsaai Klagtekommissie van Suid-Afrika, Posbus 412365, Craig Hall 2024, of stuur die e-pos aan bccsa@nabsa.co.za. Vir verdere inligting, besoek www.bccsa.co.za.
AgriScoops word met trots geborg deur BASF. BASF se landbouoplossings help boere om volhoubaar te produseer en hul oeste te beskerm met gevorderde tegnologie en innovasie. Hallo, ek is Eddie Goldberg en hier is aangeskakel by AgriScoops, die middelpunt tussen die boer en die verbruiker. Ons gesels vandag oor samewerking tussen die Nasionale Departement van Landbou en provinsiale en plaaslike regerings. Maar soos ouer gemoente kyk ons eers na die landbou nuus hooftrekke. Nigerië en Brasilië het 'n ooreenkoms van $1 miljard onderteken om landbou en voedselsekerheid in Nigerië te bevorder. Die ooreenkoms sluit gemechaniseerde boerdery toerusting, opleiding en dienssentrums in om Nigerië se hoofsaaklik bestaansboerdery sektor te moderniseer. Nigerië se vise-president Kasim Shettima sê die hervormings is daarop gemik om landbou van bestaansboerdery na skaal te verskuif. Stygende E. coli vlakke in riviere in Mpumalanga se Laagveld bedreig boere se toegang tot uitvoermarkte. Farmers Weekly bericht dat swak afvalbehandelingsinfrastruktuur en groeiende informele nedersettings besproeiingswater besoedel. Produsente waarskei dat die streekse landbou toekoms in ernstige gevaar is met vrugte en groente uitvoere op die spel. Die minister van Landbou John Steenhuisen het verlede week vrae in die parlement beantwoord oor samenwerking tussen die Nasionale Departement van Landbou en provinsiale en plaaslike regering. Ons luister vandag na van sy antwoorde. Wat is die maatreëls wat die Departement van Landbou ingestel het om provinsiale en plaaslike regerings in staat te stel om landboutegnologie en infrastruktuurprogramme doeltreffend te implementeer?
To support the efficient implementation of agricultural technology and infrastructure programs at provincial and local levels, Cabinet approved the National Policy on Comprehensive Producer Development Support, the NPCPDS. This policy establishes clear approval structures for the allocation of resources and the coordination of producer support. Importantly, these structures include participation by local government, particularly in the adjudication of project applications and, of course, the enforcement of the relevant bylaws that support food security initiative.
Watter tipe landboutegnologie behels dit?
The department is promoting a range of technologies to strengthen on-farm productivity and resilience, including development and upgrading of on-farm infrastructure and irrigation schemes, promotion of drought-tolerant cultivars, and support for the development of the SA GAP, that's Good Agricultural Practices Standards, and the deployment of digital systems to help improve market information as well as climate data.
Hoe past dat alles in by die departement se nasionale landboustrategie?
These interventions are all aligned within the district development model, which aims to enhance integration with inclusivity in planning and implementation across all spheres of government. The coordination of these national strategies is also enabled through the structures defined in the NPCPDS, which are embedded at all levels of government, national, provincial, district and local, with clearly defined roles and responsibility. These multi-tiered structures are designed to promote coherence in policy implementation, ensure alignment of budgets and plans, and optimize the use of limited resources in support of inclusive and sustainable agricultural development.
En wat kan plaaslike regerings doen as 'n begin?
The best interventions that local government can make, however, to assist is with the fresh produce markets. And the dire state of our fresh produce markets in Johannesburg, Tshwane and in Durban have really started to affect the ability, particularly of small-scale local producers, to be able to get their goods to market. Lack of cooling facilities, toilet facilities that don't work and the like. And that is why I've addressed letters to all mayors of those cities requesting the urgent intervention to ensure that those fresh produce markets are conducive environments for traders to be able to get their goods to market.
En dit was die minister van Landbou John Steenhuisen. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons aangeskakel het. BASF, die naam waarvoor jy moet vra. Vir meer inligting, besoek ons webtuiste by www.agro.basf.co.za.